we go once again. It all comes down to this. The 24 teams have been divided into four pots ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations group stage draw for the 2023 edition taking place in 2024. Yeah, it's confusing again. Still the knock-on of COVID, etc., etc. This is it now. This is the 24 teams that are going to participate in the competition. And on the 12th of October, I should say, from Abidjan, we're going to know who is going to be playing who. Who will Algeria have three group games against? Every team here has a minimum of three games at these Africa Cup of Nations, and you can play up to seven should you reach the final or, of course, the third place playoff. So, quite straightforward in terms of what we expected. There is one huge shift in the FIFA rankings. We'll come to that in a second. Let's go through the pots. Pot one, you've got Ivory Coast, the host. You've got Senegal, the holders, so they were always going to both be in there. You've got Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria and Egypt. That makes up pot one. So the big four from North Africa make up pot one. So none of these teams are going to be facing each other in the group stages. So we can't play the hosts. We can't play Morocco, Egypt, Tunisia. That might be part of the thinking as to why we're playing friendlies. A lot of these teams are playing friendlies against each other. You know, we played Senegal, we played Tunisia, we're going to play Egypt because we can't play them in the group stages. Although, interestingly, the day of the draw, Algeria played Cape Verde in a friendly. So we could get Cape Verde in the draw and then play them hours later, which would be quite extraordinary. And it wouldn't surprise me if we had Cape Verde. That'd be a very interesting game if Bob Marley suddenly had to play his opening group opponents in a friendly just months before the tournament. So that's pot one, and it's very strong. If it wasn't done by Ivory Coast being the host in there, Ivory Coast wouldn't be in pot one. So that's quite interesting. Pot two is very, very strong. A Nigeria not being in pot one speaks volumes about how strong pot two is. Nigeria in pot two, Cameroon in pot two, who came third last time, Burkina Faso in pot two, who came fourth last time, Mali, Ghana, and the Democratic Republic of Congo has sneaked in here and just about pushed South Africa into pot three. That's very interesting indeed. Now, if you're a pot one side and you're looking at pot two, with respect, the pot one teams are going to want Burkina Faso or DR Congo, I think. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every team in pot two is very strong. Every team in pot two could more than likely, on their day, win the competition. But to pick from that bunch, if you're in pot one and you had the chance to play Burkina Faso or DR Congo, you'd be fairly happy. Similarly, if you're in pot two and you're thinking, oh, damn it, we're going to have to play someone in pot one, I think, with respect, every single team in pot two is going to want to play Tunisia. They're all going to... Look, if you're Nigeria, you want Tunisia. If you're Cameroon, you want Tunisia. Look, if you're Faso, you're Mali, you're Ghana, you're Congo, you're going to want to play Tunisia because you're not going to want to play anyone else. Ivory Coast, not the strongest of size in terms of FIFA ranking and players, but it's in bloody Ivory Coast, so you're not going to want to play them either. So everyone in pot two is going to want Tunisia. Everyone in pot one is going to probably want Faso or DRC. Interesting. And then, of course, some groups have three teams advancing because the best four, third place finishes go through, remember? So these pot three teams, South Africa, Cape Verde, Guinea, who are in Algeria's World Cup qualifying group, Zambia, Equatorial Guinea, and another team from North Africa there, Mauritania. So again, from pot three, you look at it, if you're in the top two pots, you're going to hope for Mauritania, aren't you? I'd say you want to hope for Equatorial Guinea, but we know how that ended last time for the Algerians, so you're probably going to want maybe Cape Verde. I wouldn't want Guinea from there. I think a pot three Guinea's tough. A pot three South Africa's tough. I think a pot three Zambia is quite tough. I think Zambia are going to do quite well with Dhaka up front and company. But I think in pot three, you're going to want Mauritania, Cape Verde, or Equatorial Guinea, although I probably shouldn't say that considering we lost to them last time out. And then pot four is not the weakest pot four in the world. You've got Guinea-Bissau, Mozambique in there, Namibia, Angola, Gambia, and Tanzania. Tanzania, the lowest ranked side in the pots, the team that Algeria failed to beat on match day six of the AFCON qualifier. So, interesting setup. What I find interesting, you look at the teams from Africa, the five that went to the World Cup. You've got Cameroon that went to the World Cup and Ghana that went to the World Cup, both in pot two. So, be interesting to see how that pans out. And maybe a bit of revenge, because Morocco can get DR Congo, which was the playoff. Algeria can get Cameroon, which was the playoff. And Tunisia can get Mali, which was also the playoff. So lots of little subplots in here. I think the pot one teams should all be advancing from their group, regardless of who they are drawn up against. I mean, really, they should not be having any problems against these sorts of sites, particularly when three out of the four teams in the group, more often than not, are going to advance. The pot two teams, barring a complete disaster, if DR Congo were to get, let's say, South Africa and Senegal, then they might be in trouble. But again, you expect the majority of the pot two to make it. And then pot three and pot four, a bit of luck on a draw, a bit of can they surprise a few people. Let's see how it pans out. So some interesting pots here. Let's look at who the easiest group could potentially be for the Algerian national team. And I would say from pot two, I would like Burkina Faso. We seem to have played them a lot in recent years. Or DR Congo, I suppose. But I think Faso obviously got Ouattara at Bournemouth. They've got a few players taps over at the back. I would feel more confident playing Burkina Faso because we have played that side more often than not in the past. I don't know what would happen if we played DRC. I think it'd be a good game. But I feel more confident of beating Burkina Faso. In pot three, I think we'd love to play Mauritania again. We've got a border with Mauritania, haven't we? I think you don't want to play South Africa. These are big nations. You don't want to play Equatorial Guinea. You don't want to play Guinea ahead of the World Cup qualifiers. I think that Equatorial Guinea could play a mental factor and they would thrive off of that. Equatorial Guinea in the tunnel would be like, come on, you couldn't beat us last time. Can you beat us again? So I think if we got Burkina Faso and then Mauritania, that'd be really good. And then pot four, let's say Namibia. Although you'd expect Algeria to have to pretty good record against most of the teams in pot four. Interestingly, in November, Algeria will play against Mozambique, which of course could also be drawn up against each other in here. So we have Guinea and Mozambique in our World Cup qualifying group. We could have Guinea and Mozambique in the AFCON group as well, should it fall that way. So there's certainly being in pot one is a positive, although ironically, the last time we were in pot one, we went out in the group stage. The last time we were in pot two, we had Senegal from pot one and then beat them in the final to win the whole thing. What about an absolute disaster zone? Well, I'll tell you what, the way we're going, everyone's a tough game for Algeria these days. I don't want Nigeria from pot two. I mean, you look at that front line, the likes of Osimhen and Boniface and Awoniyi, there's so many good players. Chukwueze, I don't want to face this lot. So I wouldn't want Nigeria. And then you throw in South Africa there as well. That would also be very, very difficult to come up against the South Africans. And pot four, I wouldn't want Angola. I think Angola is a very tough team from pot four. So you get Nigeria, South Africa, Angola, and almost every game is already like a knockout game. But you know, the way CAF goes, we might get the banter group, the group of banter, where we'd get Algeria, Cameroon. With all that World Cup hoo-ha that happened in the past, we could be Algeria, Cameroon in the group stage, alongside Equatorial Guinea, who beat us in the last group stage, alongside Tanzania, who we couldn't beat in the last qualifier. So Cameroon, Equatorial Guinea and Tanzania would be a real banter group. So it's luck of the draw. It's lots of different ways it can pan out. But ultimately, if you want to win this whole bloody thing, you're going to have to beat anyone and everyone at some point. So the order doesn't particularly matter. As shown by the last time we won it, we beat Senegal in the second game and then we beat them again in the final game of the whole thing. So the question remains, who do you guys want Algeria to draw? Who do you think would be the ideal opponents? Let me know in the comments down below, or whatever country you're from, let me know in the comments down below. We could have some very spicy games, but there's a lot of really, really spicy games we can't get. For example, Algeria can't play, well, anyone from North Africa can't play each other. Ghana can't play Nigeria in the group stages. So there's little room for big spicy group stage clashes, but there's certainly the potential there. There's going to be a huge group of death. You imagine Senegal, Cameroon, Guinea-Bissau. Like, there will be a big group, and there'll also be a group where I think you could be Tunisia and find yourself very lucky getting Faso, Mauritania and Gambia, for example. Although Gambia beat Tunisia last time. But that pot four, it's not really a weak side. I feel like Namibia are a weak side. Gambia got a really good performance at the last tournament. I feel like Tanzania are a weak side, but that's ironic because we just couldn't beat them. Mozambique, They're an unknown quantity. We'll know more about them when Algeria play them in the World Cup qualifiers in November. So be good to get a flavour of the understanding of the tournament when these groups are drawn. And of course, when the groups are drawn, we'll also have a clear understanding of who will play who in the knockout stages.